The Red Lion had its origins in Tudor times. In 1810 it was for sale, and the title deeds traced the ownership back to 1682. It catered for horse-drawn coaches and offered full residential services. On 18th September 1732, the second Earl of Oxford stayed there en route from Norwich, possibly to Houghton Hall. He was not enamoured of either Fakenham or the inn, and wrote the following in his diary. "We left Norwich and came to Fakenham. We came there in good time. The town is a very poor town, but it was the only place we could stay at to make our journey right. We lay at the Red Lion, kept by one cook. A sorry house." In August 1738, a fire broke out in a baker's shop in the marketplace, and 26 buildings were destroyed. The fire was on the north side and the church was damaged, as was the Red Lion. The Red Lion ran in a north-south direction, and much of that old structure remains, as does the wing that is now the adjoining charity shop in Upper Marketplace. The current frontage was added after the fire and dates from the mid-1700s. The building works included the erection of Gurney's Bank, now Holland and Barrett, on the east side of the inn. The covered entrance to the yard and stables joins the two new buildings. Previously known as the Sign of the Red Lion, it was renamed as the Lion Hotel in the 19th century. When the railways arrived, it offered horse-drawn transport to the two railway stations, as did the rival Crown. Its stable yard and bowling green have been redeveloped to sheltered housing. The Red Lion was not just an inn, but a centre of town activities. According to a report in the Northampton Mercury of 23rd March 1778, 200 labourers met with the justices at the Red Lion Hotel to complain about the high prices of the necessities of life and of low wages. The magistrates disagreed, and following shouts, threats, and a few broken windows, to prevent further disorder, a troop of horses were called for. In the 1840s, there were frequent auction sales of property, furniture, and other items at the Red Lion. Stagecoaches continued to run to several destinations. Mr. White, a Norwich dentist, called regularly to treat patients. Fakenham petty sessions were sometimes held, as were meetings of organisations such as the Friendly Providence Society and bankruptcy hearings. Balls were held with tickets for ladies at 5 shillings and 7 shillings for men. Riders at the Fakenham steeplechase events registered and paid their entrance fees at the inn. Later it served as the offices of North Norfolk District Council, the Town Council offices, and the Registrar's Office. It now trades as the Gallery Bistro. The Edward VII coronation lamp stands in front of the bistro. It was commissioned by public subscription and was ready in time for the June coronation, though this had to be postponed to August 1902 due to the King's appendicitis. Originally sited where the War Memorial now stands, it had 2 further moves before ending up here when the marketplace was redesigned. You should now walk up Norwich Street. Its plaque is some 50 yards on the left on number 15, Fakenham Eyewear.